move into 20 and 21 with a lot of great expectations and optimism, and just know that we're going to just continue to get gooder and gooder. Or is that better and better? Oh, it's better.
Either way you want to say.
I forget. Some of you are not from Georgia, so it'd be better and better. All right. But either way, we're going to have a good 2021. So
you see me diligently over here. If you see me looking down, looking over here and everything, I'm trying to take down everybody that's getting on the Zoom. Because we have giveaways. So we're doing a little bit different today. We're writing it down from the I see a new one that's just come up, so I've got to write their name down. But we put your name in the pot, and then we draw out randomly selections all throughout the Zoom, so you can win all kinds of neat items today.
The treasure chest, not the pot. You have to be careful with pot these days.
Okay, okay. The treasure chest. Okay, so here's one of the items we have.
Pot is a very open term now.
Yes, it is. Here is a Michael Kors bag that we're giving away today.
And it's clear, so people can see what's in that bag.
That's right.
So don't put your drawers in that one.
Well, it would be a great time to put maybe products in.
Product, there you go, because people can see that. So no drawers, just products.
Yeah. We have other things like a gift set. This is very nice. This has Vistalife logo on it. Here's a pair of gloves, Vistalife gloves, a Vistalife beanie, and Vistalife scarf.
We're going to give you something with our logo on it, so that's a shameless plug.
Yes, that's right.
That way you can
we also have a beautiful black Michael Kors bag and a nice tack light for you guys. That like things as well, and it's not just about us women. We also have a higher achievers prospect.
Yes.
Look, this is kind of cool. Since we're talking about getting the groove, we'll be giving away one of these. That way you could put all the names of your prospects in there, who you want to reach. You know, like LeBron said, touching your community is the best way of changing the world. So that's the way you do it. Write them down and follow up with them, okay?
Absolutely.
So let me put this one. I've got another one here.
So, I'm fixing to draw here, so I know y'all are excited about it.
If you're logged in, then I have you in the pod, okay?
Or, absolutely.
Treasure chest.
Woo-woo.
You don't have to worry about wondering if you're in there or not. Okay, so here goes our first one. What should we do? Should we draw a person's name first or draw what we're picking for?
Let's do what we're picking for.
Draw what we're picking for.
Everybody ready?
Yeah, not that one. Okay, that one's a good one.
$100 worth of product.
Whoa! Oh my gosh, I really
right
didn't
off
know
the bat, $100 worth of product. Y'all see that?
Okay, so.
Just kidding. I know it's upside down.
Okay, so here's how this works.
All right,
okay. So when you place your order, you can call it in on Monday to get these prizes, like $100 worth of product. Of course, we can't just send that out to you because we want you to choose what product, unless you want LeBron to choose what product you want. And then
some of
we'll
guys need to smile this morning, don't they? Look at that.
Yeah,
y'all do a little smiling.
So here we go.
It does make things better, right?
Who's going to win?
So we're picking by number.
Oh gosh, they're about to spill out. Oh,
Kevin Rivers.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, so, that was worth it, man. You got $100 worth of product for Kevin Rivers.
Yeah, way to go. Oh, whoop. So we'll put your name down, Kevin,
that
and you
cool.
just call in on Monday and they'll give you your $100. Okay?
Yeah, remember, everything's going to be, and all the specials that we're going to give you, unless we say otherwise, will go all the way through the end of the day Monday.
Yes.
Which gives you time over the weekend to figure out what you want to do or whatever. So. That way you're not just pressured today. I know a lot of you have tight schedules, so that gives you a little time.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, and we did an announcement we wanted to make was that we're going to extend the free shipping for $150 or more. That has worked out incredibly well. So we're going to extend that all the way through rally time.
Rally.
So any orders, $150 or more is free shipping until rally, okay? We just keep extending that. And like LeBron said, free shipping all the way through Monday.
And you're going to mention rally now, right?
Yes. Okay. No, 90-day challenge.
Okay, 90-day challenge
first. He's getting ahead of himself.
Oh, okay.
But the way you order today is You can, of course, all the specials that we're having today are available on your extranet, on your back office. They're also available. We know that a lot of you guys do just by fax. You can fax your orders in today, and you can call them in on Monday, or you can, of course, call and leave a voicemail, okay? So we will take those orders just about any way you want to get those to us, all right? So
we're going to go talk about the 90-day challenge.
Yeah, all right. Ahead.
The 90-day challenge is, of course, a weight loss challenge that we do the beginning of every year because people have, and if you've been quarantining, you probably are pudgy. At some point, because I don't know what it is about quarantining, but if you're kind of staying indoors, you also eat comfort food. I have figured that out, and that is like starchy stuff, carbs, sugar, Lord have mercy, chocolate. Chocolate is my weakness, but and somebody said, what kind of chocolate do you like? I like them all, like Mr. Hershey on whoever from that point on. Thank God for them. But I am a chocolate fiend, and I even have a case of chocolate that comes from Europe, and it's European chocolate, and it's all from all the different countries of Europe. And y'all think I'm kidding you, but I'm not. And it's selectively of the type of chocolate. I went to Germany a few years ago, and I didn't realize the Germans had such good chocolate, but my Lord. And in Paris and in France, I got them lined up. So I love that kind of stuff. So I have to be really, really careful at how much of that I consume. But I started in September and lost about 20 pounds between there and the end of the year. And that's not a lot. It's not, you know, some of you will call in and say I lost 40 or 50 pounds, but I made a decision that I was just going to do some lifestyle changes and not really upset a whole lot of what I do on a day-to-day basis, because I don't know about you, but when I cut back too much or I go swing to these different type of eating habits, which are good, you end up having a tendency to get grouchy. I don't know if you've ever been around a person that's not eating carbs, but it's usually not good. Blood sugar levels get kind of nutty, and they're not very friendly people. And or if you went to someone that has decided to restrict their diet to like a 600 or 800 calorie a day diet,
they're grouchy
and they're gonna I don't know if you would even want to live with a person that's on that restrictive of a diet. So, but what people don't realize is to lose a pound that you have to cut back 3,500 calories. That's just a given. It doesn't matter. You know, you can put your body in ketosis and all of that, and it's wonderful. Ketosis don't always work for everybody. So a keto diet is not perfect for everybody. I know it's sold like that, but it is not. I have a lot of friends that cannot do a keto diet because they actually gain weight when they consume large amounts of protein. And some of that has to do with body type and some other variables or if you're just consuming too much to try to stay full, which happens a lot with people. They'll switch over to a crazy diet and they're consuming so many calories. You know, even with, I have friends that are vegans that have went over and went from eating a meat diet over to a vegan diet and had gained weight. And they're like, why am I gaining weight? I said, because you're eating so many darn calories. I mean, you're eating vegan, but you're eating a bunch of it. I mean, you do realize that there's stuff on a vegan diet that is not healthy.
It's trash too.
Yeah, it can be trash. Yeah. So you got to, you know, it's all this crazy stuff where we're going one extreme to the other. I have always went with the philosophy, and it has always worked for me. And keto does real well for me. As well. And I've been into weightlifting and I've done a lot of different things, but I, the best thing that you can do is to move more and to eat less. That philosophy is true. And what I mean by that is to control your portion sizes and to also control what you're eating. And I think oftentimes if you can get your hunger under control, you make wiser decisions. Like, you know, you should never go to a grocery store hungry because you're going to get Oreo cookies and you're going to get potato chips, and because your body is craving calories. And so you're smart enough and you have enough intuition about you that, you know, you're going, you know, if you go to McDonald's and you're hungry, when you get there, you're going to, you know, you may say, I'm going to eat the salad and a bottle of water. But when you get up there, you say, you know, I want the number one and I'll take a Diet Coke with that. And also I want a salad and a bottle of water, but it's very easy to slip into making poor choices. I mean, you can go to McDonald's and eat healthy. Now you can go to Wendy's and eat healthy. You can go And that used to not be the case. You used to not have the choices that we have now. But for instance, you can go to Wendy's. This is something kind of interesting. And you'll find that the salad there has more calories than a hamburger. You could actually eat a hamburger and in some cases drink a soda and have less calories than you could if you ate a salad. Now, it wouldn't be as good for you as far as the way it's made up. But when you're looking at, you know, you're going to be eating cleaner, but you've also got to watch that caloric or that calorie intake and how much you're putting in your body as well. And you should eat for the size that you want to be. And that's with anything. You live your life according to what you want to be, not necessarily for where you're at. So you challenge yourself just a little bit. But for instance, if you want to be a 200 pound person, and for me, that's very small. Then that, you know, I went from a 38 down to a 36, and I haven't been in 36 since Hannah was born, which is about 13 years now. And so I just made some changes, and I wasn't
looking pretty good,
drastically overweight or anything, but I got into weightlifting and I gained weight through that. And I got, so what I'm saying is you've got to kind of adjust, you know, now I'm getting a little older. I don't really want to go around, you know, I always call it jacked up or getting, you know, bulkier and bulkier and bulkier, because my back and legs and knees and ankles and all that, I don't care if it is muscle, it's tough on it, just the sheer weight. So you've got to adjust accordingly. So I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they make it way too complicated. For instance, most people, if they would just take soda out of their diet, it would be amazing how many calories that you would just kick off to the side, and how much sugar and how much just toxic material in general that's in a soda. Not saying you can't never drink a soda, but you make it, you know, when soda was first created, like Coca-Cola, it was a specialty drink. So people would go into a drugstore and they would drink it on occasion to enjoy it. And that's all they did. They didn't, it wasn't something that they were drinking a big 2 liter, you know, every day, or a couple of 2 liters a day. I have friends that drink a couple of 2 liters every day because we're in the South and that's just what people do here. Or sweet tea, they have a gallon and they drink that whole gallon of sweet tea by the end of the day. And I cannot tell you how many calories you're consuming with something you could have just drunk water, lemon water, you know, even flavored water, and been a lot better off than you would have been. So I think a lot of it is just choices that we make and realizing that you can cheat, you can have some bad days. Where you go and just have a big cheeseburger and fries with your friends. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what I do is that, and I also do intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting is a great way of being able to condense down the time in which you can consume calories, which allows you to be able to eat some things that you enjoy eating, that we all love to eat, but you're not intaking so many calories throughout a 24-hour period. So the way you do that is pretty simple. Let's say you stop eating at 9 o'clock at night. Let's just say, for instance, we'll use 9 o'clock, and you don't eat again until, let's say, 12 or 1 o'clock the next day. What you've done is you're going to get, and you can adjust that. It could be 8 o'clock to noon or 7 o'clock to noon or whatever. But you will break the fast instead of breaking your fast at maybe 7 o'clock before you start your work day, or 7:30, 8 o'clock, depending on how your work day starts. You would break your fast at 12 o'clock. That's what a breakfast is. So instead of eating lunch, you don't have to eat breakfast food. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're really breaking your fast at lunchtime, at like noon or 1 o'clock, instead of eating breakfast. And so what you're doing is you're fasting, which is what breakfast is you're breaking a fast, because you're sleeping typically at that time. And you would just change that schedule depending on, you know, some people on here are probably third shift workers as well, depending on what you do for a living. You would change it during your sleep hours. So, you know, during the time you sleep, if you sleep during the day, you would just reverse everything. So, you know, or you already know how to do that. I promise you, if you're working third shift. So, but anyway, we just assume everybody works first shift, but that's not the case. And so, you know, depending on how that works, but what you would do is give yourself about a 12 to 16 hour time period. And that really just depends on how long you want to go. Like me, breakfast, I don't do well with breakfast. It makes me tired. I get fatigued after I eat it. I don't do well. It doesn't start my day well. So probably the most evasive thing I do is have a cup of coffee in the morning, one cup, and that's it. And that's great because there's really no calories in coffee. So you're really not doing anything to break the fast, and it just kind of gives you something if you need something to just get to. And I like just sipping on the warm. Sometimes it's tea, but it's just warm, and I don't mm-hmm. know. It just gets the day going. Maybe it's just a psychological thing, but it's fun, and it is something to do. And some of you go by your coffee shop because you got friends there or whatever, but you're breaking that fast at lunchtime instead of doing it at breakfast. So it's a really great way to extend that out. Another great way of extending that out is I use the Purple Tiger products just because that's why I developed them, yeah. to help control appetite. And so it's not everybody has an appetite problem, but the majority of people do. If you grew up in areas like we do, we're in the South, and I'm not saying just everybody from the South, but everything is associated socially with food. You don't do anything in the South without food. And when I say anything, I mean anything. You don't do anything without somebody's bringing something for food. That's just the way it works down here. And very social. We're very social people. We have our flaws, but we're very social people. So we love just being. I mean, I've had my family come over to the house. I'm looking out over our pool right now and just stay all day. And we don't really do anything but talk and eat and have a good time. And that's just what we do. That's just part of being Southern, I guess. I don't know. But I hope everybody does that, because it's, you know, it's family. And I think through all of this, people have learned that family are the most important thing, and friends and people that you love. And sometimes your friends are your family. I'm not saying that they're blood relatives, but it you know, it's that time, I think, that we sneak into some really bad habits. I mean, around here, you know, we might have a barbecue that you eat 2,000 calories in one meal, and you think, and I'm not even exaggerating.
Oh, no, not at all.
I mean, you can do that very quickly. And, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I eat that much. But it's just, so you've got to have some control. I have a brother that's lost 150 pounds. I have a sister that's lost 140 some odd pounds.
I think he's on.
They've kept it off for about 8 years now, 9 years now. They've done extremely well. No surgery, no anything. Matter of fact, the only surgery Charlie had was to remove skin because of such massive weight that he held for so many years. His skin did not go back. And so he had to have 13 pounds of skin removed just off of his abdominal area, to give you an idea. The doctor actually, I was there during the time, and he came out and told me, he said, hey, we removed 13 pounds of skin, to give you an idea of how massive his weight loss was just from his abdominal area. Just phenomenal. I mean, that's phenomenal. But a lot of that is in being able to control your appetite, and also speed up metabolism, and also help you get in a good mood. And that's, the Purple Tiger is the one that we started with, and it has always been number one. It from day one, it has stayed number one. We do really, really well with this product. It's kind of a smooth product. It's not really, it's not going to jack you or anything of that nature. That's what we call it in the South. It may mean something different somewhere else, but people get jacked up or they get too much energy. It really doesn't do that. If you want to go a little stronger, you go with a product like Gone Wild.
That's product, LeBron's favorite.
That product is stronger. I'd actually developed this for myself, and actually this is like amongst the top five or something all the time, because it's really great for appetite control, which is my biggest flaw, but it gives you energy as well. The Ripped is the kind that makes you climb walls. if you want to become Superman and jump buildings, you know, this is kind of what this product is for. It's not for everybody. The reason why I developed this one is I had some guys that I worked out in the gym that wanted to have energy before they worked out, but they did not like pre-workout, the taste of them. And then they, you know, you get into a sugar thing, and so they just don't, they really didn't like them. And I'm like, why don't you just have a pill? I could take it on my way in and drink water with it. And, you know, I'm being healthier, and I don't have to drink this stuff that a lot of them don't like. And so that's why we did the Ripped as well. So,
pre-workout,
yeah, it's a pre-workout
in a pill form.
Yeah. And I didn't realize that a lot of like people around here do, and this isn't any walk of life, but around here, there's a lot of factories and mills, and we call them mills or factories or manufacturing, whatever you want to refer to it as. Like one of the largest carpet mills in the world is right here in our town. And a lot of those workers that, you know, 10, 12 hour shifts. I don't know if you've ever worked a 12 hour shift, but it's tough. And a lot of those will use products like Ripped because they really got to go after it when they go to work. So, you know, and they're only going to have 12 hours of sleep or 12 hours of downtime. So they may get 8 hours of sleep and then 4 hours of you know, having some sort of life. So this is a great product for those individuals as well. You know, so that's a great product. I've had a lot of individuals that use it that are in that field or in those fields. Also, you have the Going Green. I don't think I have in front of me, but I don't.
No, I don't think I put everything. I mean, yeah, for heaven's sakes, we only have a limited amount of space green, to reach.
Yes. And it's the lighter side. So it doesn't have as much energy, but it does have a lot of appetite suppression. Surge is for people that just want something for energy, not necessarily for weight loss, but they just want energy. That's what that's for. So there's every formulation. You know, Gold I really like because it is kind of the, it's kind of Purple Tiger on steroids. If that's a good, that may be a horrible way of saying that.
I like taking one Purple Tiger and one Gold. That's what I'm taking right now. I'm taking one Purple Tiger and one Gold every single morning.
Correct.
And I love that. And then I take a Purple Tiger at lunchtime. And that seems to curb my appetite.
And this is one of my favorite ones in the afternoon. So I will pick a Purple Tiger to take in the morning. I take this one in the afternoon. It's called Roaring CBD. The reason why is because this product is really designed for focus. And I don't know if you may not be like me, but at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I have a tendency to lose focus like drastically. And I have a little bit of tendency to be ADD anyway. So I, you know, when I'm tired, I could care less. And so, you know, I'm pretty much done with the day, but that's a problem if you need to continue. Sometimes I have calls at night. I have people I still need to deal with. Our manufacturer stays open till 5 o'clock. So there's still issues that you've got to deal with employees and people of that nature that, you know, you're going to still have to deal with. It doesn't matter that you're tired. They don't care. So it, you know, this is my go-to product for that. So it's a great, great, great product for that. And then of course, this PM is not talked about a whole lot, but this is basically, it gives you kind of a L-arginine and collagen and products of that nature, which we have a collagen product as well. But this gives you that at night before bedtime, which will help you improve your sleep, but also can help to aid weight loss while you sleep, which is great as well.
I love it.
It's non-stimulating too.
Yeah,
so,
of course, since you take it at night, then of course.
You have to say that though. Everybody's like stimulant. And then also the Purple Tiger Burn is a non-stimulating product. So the Burn does not contain any caffeine.
Burn is a very popular
and
product.
And all
right now,
the Purple Tigers are equivalent to a regular cup of coffee that you would make at home in about maybe 7, 8 ounce, 10 ounce cup of coffee, you know, depending on your taste. That's kind of the caffeine level of each pill of anything that we have. So that's important to note. We don't really want to get into a lot of caffeine. I don't think that's a very wise idea. So, you know, you're when you take a Purple Tiger, you need to equate that to a cup of coffee to give you an idea of how much of it you're consuming, especially so you don't overconsume. So that's a really, really great balance, I think, is what I probably balance is the biggest thing I'm telling you today. So that is a huge, huge deal. Also with this, we're going to offer a special
right now.
Today. Right now. Okay.
Right now.
All right. So here's
they have asked for this. And I have, in times past, we actually did Purple Tiger, and you get a thyroid for $9.95. So some people say, well, I don't take Purple Tiger. I take Gone Wild. Can I get the same deal? Well, that's not the special. The special is buy a Purple Tiger, get a thyroid. Well, guess what we're doing today and this whole weekend, all the way through Monday, you can pick whichever Purple Tiger that you want, purchase any of those, and you get a thyroid for $9.95. Okay?
And they can buy as many of those as they want.
As many as they want. So if you guys know we are going to be taking this all year long, then go ahead, stock up.
And I don't know if you've taken the thyroid complex, but a lot of people have thyroid issues that's untreated even. And of course, you don't have to take my word for it. You have Google. But if you go on there, you will find a lot of medical experts, not just anybody talking, but a lot of medical experts that talk about the issue of thyroid and how it has contributed to weight gain and the ability not to be able to lose weight. This does not give hormones to the thyroid or anything of that nature. This is not medical in any way. It's a supplement to help just feed the thyroid, give the nutrition that's needed. And one of the things that we created, the problem we created is we had, we took salt, iodine out of salt years ago, because we thought that was smart. And it actually, in my opinion, created a lot of the issues. Iodine is extremely important. And the reason why I say that is if you live next to the ocean, it is a fact. You don't have to, again, you can Google it. But if you have a tendency to eat more seafood, or in societies that eat more seafood, they have a tendency not to have as many thyroid issues because seafood has a tendency to be high in iodine. So the only person that can't take thyroid complex are those who are allergic to iodine, which is very unfortunate. But you know, it is a great, great product to just basically feed the thyroid, which again is going to help with metabolism. Thyroid controls, in case you don't know, it controls your body temperature. It controls your metabolism, which is very important. It controls digestion. There's a lot of issues that you're going to have if you have underactivity in the thyroid. People have a tendency to gain weight in their rear end and their thighs when they have thyroid issues. So that's just par for the course. So don't be mad at me. I didn't come up with it. But if you have an underactive thyroid, those are areas. You also see your hair will become really dull. Usually get brittle nails.
Sure.
Fingernails can get really brittle for no reason and just kind of start splitting on you. And even if you're not fooling, I'm talking about just people that do office work. They're not really fooling with chemicals or anything of that nature. They're just splitting for no apparent reason. So, you know, it helps with that particular situation. So, yeah, it's a great, great product. We've always enjoyed using it and had a lot of great results with people that use it along with any of the Purple Tigers. So,
oh yeah, I know when I first started,
there's
using
my plug.
When I first started using thyroid, I dropped a whole nother dress size, which I just did it because, well, I have a big turtleneck on today, but you can see sometimes with a thyroid person, they'll have two lines straight across. Can you see mine? Yeah, you could see mine. So I did it just because I knew I had that feature,
right,
and I was having a problem losing a little bit of weight. This was when we first got started. Then I implemented the thyroid complex and lost a whole nother dress size, which I was actually already at a place that I was comfortable with. I knew that I would not, you know, be in my little
another sign
youth size again.
We call gorilla hands. Like a person walks, if you watch them when they walk, the back of their hand is facing forward. They used to call it the gorilla walk or gorilla hands, and that's basically it's a sign that there may be a thyroid condition as well. It's very bizarre because once you correct it, it goes away, which is very odd. I don't know why we do that. I don't know that we always have the answers of why that is, but there is some correlation with that at times, which is just like the two lines. That's an old way of diagnostics that they did years ago before we had, you know, blood work. Another way of checking your thyroid is temperature. So what you can do is get up in the morning before you start moving. You have to do it before you start moving because that's the best way to know exactly what your body temperature is. You just record that. You take your temperature and record it. You can do that easily now. And so if your temperature is too low, you know, 98.6 is what it should be. But if it's too low, this is an indication that there's a low or an underactive thyroid. If it's too high and you have a low grade fever all the time, it can be actually an overactive thyroid. So not always. I'm not saying that's definitive. You want to get blood work and you want to make sure you're doing all the right things that, you know, fasting blood work, not just blood
work. Right. But these are just some neat little ways that you can do it at home.
Get an idea of maybe why you're having some issues. But we're not trying to diagnose anybody, but I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot of things that if you know, you know, it's just like with the COVID thing. There's a lot of things that you don't really have to go take a COVID test if you know some of the symptoms that is going on, and you can just stay home and quarantine and not make anybody sick just because there's symptoms that, you know, like losing taste and smell. You know, you don't really need a test. You know, you probably have COVID. So it's a high percentage. So it's just, you know, there's just some things that is, you know, that's not, you know, when the taste and smell comes back, you're pretty much over COVID. So there are some things that, you know, just telltale signs that you can use a little wisdom and, you know, just be wise and use that to address that.
Yeah. So with all these LeBron's talked about all these purple tigers and thyroid and all of that. You can take part in our 90-day challenge. And the 90-day challenge started January 1st.
And it lasts 90 days, in case you didn't get that.
It does, till the end of March. Okay, so to participate in that, you may say, well, I didn't get on board in January 1st. Well, that's okay. You can join at any time.
Absolutely.
Just those people that join in February might have a little bit harder struggle to lose as much weight as those who started in January. But you all have the same availability to win. The top loser, the biggest loser, according to percentage.
Being a loser is a good thing.
That's correct. Very good thing.
So if somebody calls you a loser, that's a good
thing. That's good. Yeah. If you're in the 90-day challenge.
Right.
And you will have this option to win $300 worth of products.
Yes.
And you just do that by having, by joining online, whether that's through your extranet, through the back office, through the website. You can fill that paperwork out there. We just want to know just a little bit about you, just, of course, what your starting weight is and different things like that. And you can also go to your extranet, print that off, fax it in, different, you know, however you want to get that paperwork into us. We do need to have that paperwork filled out, though, all right? We want to know that it's legitimate. Yes.
One of the few things that's left that is an honor system.
Yes, but it does have to be legitimate. So you have to write it down. You have to give it to us.
Yeah, just be fair to everybody else doing it, and that it all works out well. And what's really great is if you don't actually win the challenge, if you lose 10, 15, 20 pounds, you won. So, you know, it, believe me, if you drop 20 pounds, it's amazing the difference just by, I would have never thought it would have been that big of a deal, but I had a little lower back thing going on and a little hip thing going on. I was going to the chiropractor and the doctors, and they're kind of getting it straightened out, lost the 20 pounds, all that went away. It's pretty, pretty amazing. I just knew I was just holding too much weight. And so, I mean, weight is a big factor
so losing
for a lot of
is
issues.
Good.
Oh, absolutely. So you can be the biggest loser, and that's a good
win.
Thing. That's right.
So go online, fill that paperwork out, or go to your extranet, fill that paperwork out, fax it in. And then at the end, the last day of March, do the same thing. Put your results in and fill that information back out to end your 90-day challenge.
Absolutely.
And everybody who has lost 12 pounds gets this cool duffel bag and has Purple Tiger logo on it, and just a treat to say you win.
Right.
And to treat you, that was one thing that I learned too, because I lost 16 pounds last year. And one thing I thought about is, because we are in the South, we treat ourselves with like a little Debbie, or I deserve this, so I'm going
to
eat.
So we should
one
send
thing.
You a gift certificate to McDonald's is what we
No, oh, I'm okay. trying I'm to just... teach them, treat yourself with something besides food. Okay, so we're treating you with a duffel bag.
There you
a
go.
Nice duffel bag.
There you go. That
you
is
can
true.
Have extra treats. You can go shopping instead of eating.
Yeah, it doesn't work for dogs, but it does work for humans. For sure.
What does that have to do with?
Because you said don't treat them with food. Could you imagine taking Bruno? Bruno's our dog. And not giving him a treat is
no,
not
he
a,
would. He
a
that's
duffel
the
bag
only way you treat Bruno
that's
is just giving
way.
Food. So don't act like a dog. Be able to treat yourself with something besides food.
He'll do
okay?
anything for a treat.
Yes, he will. Yeah. Yes, he will.